MKST Mission Retreat Media presents the gospel, God's power to save all who believe. This entrepreneurship workshop at the MKST Mission Retreat Camp 2021 featured testimonies from entrepreneurs who got the courage and ideas to start a business after attending entrepreneurship workshops at previous conferences. May God bless these words on your heart in Jesus' name.
I will be calling the following brethren to come and give us testimonies from their entrepreneurial experience, from the anchor of our previous meetings. They responded to God. I will be calling our brother Yolumushimaka now to give us his testimony.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are we blessed this evening?
Yes.
How many of us were in our last camp? Our last camp was held at NKC Academy. There at NKC Academy, the matter of entrepreneurship came very strong and very hard. How many of us participated in the entrepreneurship workshops? Very few of us. The charge was go and put this into practice. Over time, the Lord has been deliberate with us to see how we can look within our environments and also be able to develop businesses that could improve our standard of living. As we are seated here in this meeting, how many of us have jobs to do? Payable jobs. How many of us? If you're a salary earner, can I see your hand up? So can you see the few hands that are up? How many of us are government salary earners? If you are earning your salary from the government establishment, can I see your hand up? Now, out of the salary earners, you have less than 1% that are actually government salary earners. It means it has been increasingly becoming difficult for the government to employ the ever-increasing population of graduates that we have at all levels. And for us as a church, we are beginning to see that it is important for us to begin to put our knowledge and our skills into practice. And we are taking deliberate steps to see how we can teach our brethren how they can make use of opportunities available to them. And for the past two camps, we have been hammering on entrepreneurship, do something in order to earn a living out of it. And don't depend and don't wait on government. While our brother was speaking about betting, I quickly discovered that when you refuse to put your entrepreneur skills into practice, you activate your betting skills because you see people who make quick money, isn't it? So what does it profit you when you make money and the money is going to take you to hell? Hello? In this meeting, and in the course of this meeting, we are still going to help you as a people discover opportunities to earn a living that are lying within our environment. But before we do that, we also want to see how many of us, after listening, after participating in this workshop, went home and were able to start something. Praise the Lord. So I also listened, because we began in NKC UK, we taught entrepreneurship at that time. So I will also share my testimony so that it can encourage us to also go back and start something. When we met at NKCUT, I took part in the entrepreneurship skill workshop. That was fishery. And our brother told us again after we had left Kasinala Central, where he began teaching us how to rear fish, catfish. And I discovered that rearing catfish was capital intensive. Then when I looked within my environment, I only also discovered that it was also easy to start. Because I was in a rented apartment, I was determined that I must start something. So I went to the market. I got what we call the tampoline. You know the tampoline? And I was able to construct a makeshift fish pond. I was able to construct one makeshift fish pond that would at a stretch take 200 fishes. 200 mature table size fishes that weigh 1.5 kg. I'm bringing what I learned into practice. I bought fingerlings and I started. Because I had also not done it before, I was learning on the job. So I was able to raise my 200 fingerlings into table size fishes that were size of 1 kg, 1.5 kg, and 2 kg respectively. Feeding, because I was beginning, I could not understand, you know, the professional techniques that were involved. But as time went on, I discovered it was easy to rear catfish and make money out of it. I reared the 200 fingerlings. Because they are carnivorous, I couldn't harvest 200 table-sized fishes. But I was able to harvest 160 table-sized fishes of different sizes, ranging from 1 kg, 1.5 kg, and had few fishes that were 2 kg. And at that time, a kg of fish in the market was going for 1,000, 1,200. And I was so shocked when I had done my harvest and my sales. I saw them, I discovered the market was there. When I wanted to sell, I began selling to people who were purchasing one, and I discovered as I was selling them, I was using the money to feed those fishes. So I went to the market. Got the woman, they came and they weighed my fishes and they paid cash. Out of these fishes, I was able to raise 183,000 naira at a single sale. 183,000 naira at one single sale. When I looked at my books, I discovered within a period of 6 months, I have made a profit of 62,000 naira out of the sale, subtracting the cost of the fingerlings and the cost of the fees. And what I did was, I went back to the market, I bought a colleague and made an additional fish pond, Mexican fish pond. At this point, I was able to, you know, go back, buy more fingerlings. So I stocked the pond with 500 fingerlings. Knowing fully well that they are carnivorous, putting immortality into place, and all of that. To the glory of God today, I have grown from one massive fish pond to a constructed pond that takes 1,000 fishes, adult fishes, at a time. I have not brought in money from somewhere else. to grow the business. But I have grown the business from the monies I have sold what I began so little. So I have a pond that takes 1,000 adult table-sized fishes and one makeshift pond for my fish farm. I am trusting God to grow more, to having 3,000 four table-sized fishes at a stretch. I have not done fishing anywhere. I have not studied fisheries. I enrolled for that workshop and I put it into practice. I believe my testimony this evening will encourage one to also start. After Kajimen, I joined the crop production workshop where our sister taught us how to cultivate cucumber, how to cultivate cabbage, how to cultivate carrot, how to cultivate radish, how to cultivate Irish potatoes. I arose from that meeting after buying the seeds from her. And I went to the market and bought more additional seeds. So the first period of test running was frustrating, but I kept up. My Irish did not produce results. My cabbage grew, but could not form very well. I was able to eat from my farm the carrots that were needed to be consumed in my house for that year. I had enough relish that I was able to give out. And I had enough cucumber that could serve me. So by the second year, my cabbage also could not produce the desired results, because the cabbage farm was taken over by goats one day when I was not around. My Irish potatoes could not also produce. I didn't understand why. So I abandoned cultivating Irish potatoes. But I had enough carrots that I was able to carry to the market. And I discovered that when I harvested my carrots and took them to the market, the sizes of the carrots that I planted in my garden were bigger in size than the ones that were brought from elsewhere. I could not even meet the demand of that one woman who was demanding my carrots. I was able to meet her demand of cucumber, but I could not meet her demand of carrots. And I discovered that farming carrots, farming vegetables, have a ready market. How many of us don't eat? Hello, how many of us don't eat? I think it's that everyone of us do eat. So if you go to the market, every fast food joint needs carrots, they need cabbage, they need cucumber, they need all the vegetables. And I needed not apply fertilizers. Because in Kasala, my skills in raising poultry were increased, and I discovered there was no waste when you raise poultry. So unlike when I would throw the dungs away, they became manure for my garden. And today, I am happy and I am thankful to the leadership of the NKST Mission Retreat, the organizers of that workshop, that they have enabled me to have an additional source of revenue from what I earn as a government worker. So today, I am expanding my vegetable farm, where I have grown carrots on a large scale. I have grown sweet melon on a large scale. I have finished disposing my sweet melon. The day I harvested them, the day I sold all of them. And I sold one sweet melon for 150 naira. And when I took it to the market, they were begging, they were rushing for it. I sold them in one day. And I discovered it is a crop you can farm twice a year. Because I have a source of water, I am already going in again for the second phase of my sweet melon. This can help you also earn a living. Apart from earning a living, it serves also as a source of food for my own consumption. So as many of you that will visit me, when my sweet melon is ready for harvest, you'll be entitled to one. To encourage you to also go and begin to cultivate. Praise the Lord.
You can do better than that. Keep on clapping to the glory of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Tell somebody sitting beside you that do something, and God will bless the works of your hands. Tell somebody again, say, do something, and God will bless the works of your hands. Amen. The second person that will give us a testimony is our brother Fortune Onosa. John Amasikavin, get ready. Please put your hands together as we welcome our brother Fortune Onosa. You go straight to the point so that we should move.
Praise the Lord. In NKST UT, I was in media, photography and videography. But this time I was already in photography. And I learned more when I joined the group. And I expanded my skills. I expanded my advertisement. And indeed, I got more customers in return. Then I was still a student with Benue State University. I had a reasonable customer that were able to take care of me while I was in school. When we came to NKST Akajime, I had sensed God telling me something about agriculture. And I also was deliberate to go to livestock, really, the animal. And the seminar created a quest, gave me a passion more, a desire that was unquenchable. So when I graduated from my school, and because I was not going for NYC because of age, I was trusting God to start something. By this time, I also understood that the government of Benue State and other governments of other states were preaching anti-open grazing and ranches establishment law. So I understood that it was going to open it's going to be a wave that we put a lot of people on a smiling side. So I was checking, what are we going to do? Because protein must be taken, must be consumed. That is, we must eat meat. Now that Fulani are not going to be so much around us, what are we going to do? And so I decided to take it as God was bringing to begin a cattle business. I accepted it when I didn't have any money, actually. I didn't have any money, like no money. So, but by faith, I said I was going to begin, because that workshop, there was a spark when our uncle was speaking. I said, no, Enough of laziness. Me, I will not be lazy again. And so, I went to my church. I was praying which band, you know, this local band, which one I will join. I've tried to source for money from some friends, some senior friends, but it seems they were not having money, so they couldn't give me. I couldn't get money. So I now joined one band, one contribution that I felt God laid on my heart. And I was saving money deliberately that if God will help me, I'll get money from there to begin this business. I saved out to 64,000 naira within a short time. And I wanted to get a huge amount of money from them. But I was afraid at some point. I said, this is an experiment. If I go and collect heavy money, much money from these people, and I'm not able to pay, all the Bible I've preached to these people over time, they will not agree with me again. So I said, okay, let me get a small amount of money. So I demanded for 120,000. And they gave me 112,000. You know, they deducted 10% of the money. Prior to this time, because I have decided to go for cattle business, I was checking to know which one is easier among cattle, birds, that is chickens, and pounds and other things. I discovered cow is the easiest of all of them, because the feed of this cattle doesn't involve money necessarily. So I had a small bike. I said, this bike, I will engage it. Apart from visiting schools, I will be carrying this bike to go and carry this cassava piece. Anywhere somebody is peeling cassava, they will call me. I told people. So they will call me. I will carry sack. I will move around the town and carry it to come and sun dry it. I dried this cassava piece in bags. I think I had about 15 bags. So for me, I felt I've gathered much food already. I never knew that which I gathered that time was not going to take me for 2 months. And so, but I stopped. I was not packing it again. In fact, some people helped me to dry it and asked me to come and carry it. I said, no, me, I don't need it again. And so that was how I began. And when they gave me this money, I called one of my brothers. I told him this and I gave him money, and he went to the market and brought two for me. When he bought these two and brought, God so favored it. The hand of God was upon this thing. And so, in the space of 6 months, these cows that got to Boko plus the interest of that bank at 125,000, I sold it at 260,000 naira. I was surprised myself. In fact, I could see this cow grow like this, yet they didn't stop me from attending to other businesses. So I was still teaching, I was still doing photography, and I was still doing evangelism. So what I would do is, I would just come and fetch food and give it to them. I would give them water and I would go my thing and come back, check on them and see like that. Another thing that God opened my eyes to see was that a lot of my brothers and sisters are doing weddings. A lot of programs in Boko here and beyond that they kill cows. So if I will get knowledge of this business, if I will have expertise here, I am going to be a supplier of these cows to the church entirely. And so, when I went into it, a number of brethren that will go to Hausa quarters, because majorly people that sell cows, they are Hausa people or Fulanis. And when you go, it's now that I have entered into the business that I discovered that the people that we used to know, the Hausa don't lie. I think all of them have died. Because almost all of them now, the way they will collect money from you, you will be thinking they are from the East. Praise the Lord. So, because I have knowledge of it, if somebody is doing a wedding, they'll come and meet me. Even if I don't get any one naira from it, I will go with the person, I will help the person to price, and I will get a cow at a reasonable and affordable price. One of the Alhajis called me and told me that, me, if I bring a customer to him, why he don't give me something is because I will come and I will be bargaining price on behalf of that person. So if I want him to be giving me something, he can give me up to 5,000 or 4,000 or 2,000. I should bring a customer and hand over to him so that he will sell and bargain with that person and sell. Afterwards, I'll come and collect my... I said, these people that I'm bringing, they're my people. I can't do that to them. So I'm understanding that this business is paying and it's not money involved apart from the cost of beginning it. Now, from that time, I've settled the bam. I was left with some money. And me that began with 2 cows, I have 5 reasonable, big, sizable cows now that if I want to sell, they're going to give me a reasonable amount of money. Now, praise the Lord. Now, what I want to tell you is that it may be challenging. A lot of people in my neighborhood told me that me, I will say it in TV language. It's a one that's a maklantan, somebody should have a big maklantan, nigga. And I was asking one of them, has degree that me, see, I did NCE. NCE has never given me one error. When I finished university. I've not gotten a job. A reasonable job. Even where I'm teaching, it's not a job to talk about. I just felt, let me work with these people to see how God will help us to raise these people that will grow in purity. So, I'm taking this job without cognizance of what the paper is giving. That certificate is in the house. Nobody is giving me anything about that certificate. Praise the Lord. And for your information, the government doesn't have jobs again. There are no jobs. When they are advertising vacancies, the vacancies they are advertising is not for me again. In fact, I was telling somebody that in the next 5 years, if government will not give me a job, I am going to employ no less than 20 people. In the next 5 years. And I am trusting God that is going to work. I want to challenge you to come out. Now, if this festive period, like Christmas time, most of the meat, the cow you eat on from your bams, your local bams, these Hausa people, they go to the market and bring sick cows. They go and bring cows that are sick. Very tiny and because they are coming to supply, and these cows are not going to stay for a long time. Maybe Christmas is going to be on Friday, and the killing of cows is going to be on Thursday or Monday, beginning from Monday to Thursday. So they will go on Sunday and bring cows that can barely survive from that time. And they will be selling it with a serious, heavy amount of money. Now, if I am the one that is growing cow here, you know, cows that are fatting here in Boko, I mean, here in Benin State and in Thiefland particularly, you know what they eat. You know their health. You know what their makeup, kind of. So you know that what you are eating is not something that is bad. Praise the Lord. And so I am trusting God that we will do something that in the next meeting, that if NKST Mission Retreat, we'll be having a meeting that in the nearest future, when our fathers and our parents will not be there, we'll be able to fund our meetings. That if they want to kill a cow, it will not cost us anything to produce a cow to be slaughtered for our meetings. If FCS is doing a meeting, we can just say, come and take this cow and go and kill. You can decide to go into goats. You can decide to go into birds. Anything you decide to go is going to service, it's going to be a service to the church and a service unto God. Praise the Lord. I want to provoke something in you. I want to challenge you that if you are still here and you are depending on God, on government, thinking government will come and give you a job someday, we have gone past that level. We are going privatization.
Capitalism is going to take over Nigeria in the nearest future. So we must begin to think how we are going to bring something. If going to sell glasses is going to make money for you, please go and sell. Praise the Lord.
You can do better than that. God is speaking to us. God is challenging us as young people. Are we together? God will bless the works of our hands. Our brother, Amasi Kaven, come and give us your own very briefly. You have 6 minutes, please.
Praise the Lord. My name is Amasi Kaven John Iwisi. I also wish to share my testimony on the aspect of entrepreneurship. By the grace of God, I have a computer school that is located just opposite St. Paul Catholic Church, contained here. The name of my computer school is Thy Will ICT Conglomerate. How does this computer school come into existence? I learned computer in 2009 after my secondary school education. After learning computer with Wade-based computer school, the director of that particular place, E.K. Ade, decided to employ me as a staff for me to be teaching in that particular school. I taught in that place for 3 years, after which I left and went to College of Education in Kasnala. After my training from College of Education in Kasnala, he insisted that I should come back and still stay with him. I told him that the earning from there is somehow small. I feel like switching to maybe secondary school or so. But he insisted that I should come back and work with him. So I came back and continue to work with him. During this time, he handed the entire school into my care. I was taking care of the business center and also the computer school. His own was only to come and check the income and expenditure and collect money and go. Admitting the student, advertisement, training of the students, everything concerning the school, I was the one in charge of it. So I gathered a lot of experience from that. About 2 years back, he now called me that he is no longer so strong. He wished to stop this business. So he is thinking of selling this computer school out. So if I have money, I should come and give him so that I will continue with the business. I checked here and there, went to the village. I made a lot of effort in order for me to come and secure this place. And all I did was in vain. I was unable to take over the place. And he says that, oh, since I am unable to take over the place, he will see how he will be able to continue with it. So up to today, he is still managing the computer school at AFO right here. He is still with the place, with the computer school. So after some months, I decided to resign from there and pick an appointment with XA Grace Academy. But right within me, I was challenged. I asked myself that, so it is possible for me to own a place like this. Based on the amount of money he said that I should give him. He said that I should give him 500,000 naira and take over the place. So when I went to XA Grace, I met Fabian and I told him that I am here to teach in XA Grace for 2 years. After 2 years, I'm going to set up my place. He said, what is the meaning of that? I said, I know what I'm talking about because I know what it takes for me to have something of that nature. So within this time frame, I know that God will help me to raise this amount of money so that I will set up. My salary in that place is 19,000 naira. But because of the determination I have, I decided to engage into 20,000 naira contribution monthly. So when I collect 19,000 naira in a month, I still go and look for 1,000 naira somewhere else to come and add to this 19,000 I am collecting so that we do the contribution. Now, I discipline myself. For a whole year, I will wear only one sandal. Yes, I am not talking about someone else. I am talking about myself. The sandal you have seen me put on here, right from January, in fact, up to 1 year now, I have not gotten another footwear because I know what I was targeting. Now, I now continue to make this 20,000 naira contribution, but anytime I have a little work, maybe somebody give me something to type or a poster to design, I will reserve the 1,000 naira and keep. The one that remains, I will quickly go and buy it full stop. Because my basic need for now is just to eat and then to ensure that I pursue this vision and I accomplish it. But gathering all this money together before I will begin became a challenge. So how do I come about raising these materials? I made a list of everything I need in that place. I need photocopier, I need printer, I need this one. When I got the small money, I went and bought laptop. I kept it. I continued making use of this laptop, even for the school. When I got 1,200, I went and bought extension and keep. After a while, I got money for stapler. I went and bought stapler only. I came and kept at home. When I got another money, I went and picked only one desktop and come and kept. When I got another money, this is how I continue buying these equipment one after the other. I got the number of computers I was looking for. Then I increased the number of people in my own contribution to suit what I'm looking for. So as soon as I got the money I was looking for, I went and paid the shop. Wired the place, made the furnitures, and to God be the glory, this week, Wednesday, my computer school was commissioned. I think I am the youngest director in town. On Wednesday, I began printing of documents, making photocopy, passport, and the rest. But academic work is going to commence on Monday next week. So I wish to inform you that admission is still in progress. After here, you can meet me so that you can get your own form. Thank you so much for listening.
Please, can you jam your hands together for Jesus?